Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
Gordon Broden, Israel Gutierrez, Frank Isola, and making his Around the Horn debut, Marcel Louis Jacques. Huzzah! Welcome. Today, the hot San Francisco Giants, the red hot Cincinnati Reds, the red hot Louis Arise, although that is redundant, and this Dalvin Cook DeAndre Hopkins package deal story. Let's go.
I'm here too. Give me some points.
Brandon, South Florida panelist pick by me.
Getting points for just showing up.
Marcel Louis Jacques comes to us from Miami, Florida. He covers the Dolphins for ESPN's NFL Nation. Sacramento raised, Arizona State forged, and he's Cronkite School, so forks up. Also has covered college football and the Bills and the Panthers for the Observer. So that's about 10% of the league. He's got covered already. You guys are in trouble. Marcel, you've got 7 seconds. Tell us your life story. Leave nothing out.
I mean, every barbershop debate, every living room argument, every phone call with my dad has led to this exact moment. So no nerves over
All
here,
right,
baby.
All right, no nerves, but you know how the show works, right? You get a mute. There it is, your first mute button. Let's go around the horn. We start with baseball. We're going streaking. The Cincinnati Reds, the hottest team in the majors. 9 straight wins, 9. And now in first place in the NL Central, and Joey Votto is back and bombing. The San Francisco Giants, a giant awakening. 8 straight wins. Yaz, walk-off splashing. What a way to win their 8th in a row. So it's the debate of the day. Which team do you believe in more? And we'll start with the rookie. Around the horn to Marcel Louis Jacques.
I think I'm morally obligated to admit that from like 2010 to 2017, I had a San Francisco Giants debit card. So I'm going to follow my heart here and say the Giants. The past decade, they've been synonymous with overachieving. So I don't really care what the analytics say, the WAR says, the advanced stats. I've been conditioned to believe that when my head says no, the San Francisco Giants say yes. No disrespect to the Reds. Good team. Cool ballpark. Giants. Better team, in my opinion, and the better ballpark, that's a unmitigated fact.
So the Sacramento Navit goes with San Francisco to start the show. Frank Isola, please, who do you believe in more, Reds or Giants right now?
Marcel, let me be the first to say I don't know what you're talking about. You have to be talking about the Cincinnati Reds. Here's a team that last year lost 100 games. If they win the division, and that's a weak division, first team in 123 years, that's a long time, to go from 100 losses to winning a division. The issue with them will be, because everything is close, when it gets to July, will their ownership in front office be willing to make a couple of moves to maybe add a pitcher? Their pitching staff, the ERA, is at about 5 runs per game. So that's not sustainable if you want to make a long playoff run. But right now, the Reds are a great story because we know all about the tradition in the 70s and when Lou Piniella took over in the 90s. This team has been nowhere. One playoff appearance since 2013 right. In a league where everyone makes the playoffs.
We know the tradition from the 70s. Let me look at this panel. Courtney Cronin, Israel Gutierrez, Marcel Louis.
Well,
nobody remembers that, Frank. Courtney Cronin, turn to you. Who do you believe in more right now, the Red Hot Reds?
Well,
or Red
someone who knows about the history in Cincinnati is Joey Votto. He's been there since 2007. He's basically the common law mayor of Cincinnati. So when he said after his debut last night that the energy around this team feels different, that makes me listen. They're buying into this core of young infielders. Matt McClain has hit 330, Tony, over the last month. Jonathan India, 7 home runs, 21 RBIs. And then Spencer Steer, remember, they had that big gap out in left field. Him moving from first base to left field with Votto entering the lineup, homering in his debut. Apparently, that's all he does every time he has a season debut. That's the recipe for success for this team in the NL Central. It is wide open right now. Wide open for the Reds to capture that title.
And Israel Gutierrez, debate of the day. Who do you believe in more, Cincinnati or San Francisco?
I love how Frank gives you the history of Cincinnati, but then gives you reasons why they can't sustain it, like that pitching staff, like the ERA, the second to last in the National League. So, yeah, my answer is the San Francisco Giants here. I'm with the other South Floridian here. Shocking. Look, they do it in a more sustainable way. They hit more home runs. They've hit about almost 30 home runs more than the Cincinnati Reds, which I understand, you know, getting on base is still a thing. But over the course of a season, it's not going to get you that many wins. And, again, it's about that pitching staff. You look at San Francisco and their bullpen, that's the way to get through July and August and maintain, you know, that winning ways. And I understand Cincinnati already has the lead in their division, but you're talking about a close division already. You're talking about a San Francisco team that can take the wild card position. So over the course of the season, 1,000% it's the Giants.
I sold it back in.
Yeah. Let me be the first to say Marcel brought up an excellent point about the Giants finding a way. Let's remember, a lot of people thought they were going to get Aaron Judge. And the one great thing about baseball is you don't have to go out and get the biggest free agent to become a contending team. Look at what Tampa has done. So the Giants have always been this team that knows how to put the right pieces together. And in a very good division, they could be the surprise.
Did you just
team.
Say, I got to give Marcel a point? Well, if you got to give him a point, then I'll give him a point. But you're supposed to be a veteran here.
I'll take those.
Marcel, the only Giant on the roster right now who has that World Series experience. You know who it is?
It's Brandon Crawford, man.
Okay.
Come on.
Scoop Patrol from Scoop Vanilla. Don't waste his time. Okay. I didn't realize it, but we do have a South Florida rivalry now, huh? Fort Lauderdale versus Miami. You know? And Israel. Marcel is totally out Miami vicing you now with this look. Impressive Crockett and Tubbs situation there for MLJ. We'll move on. Football now. Two former Pro Bowlers are available this offseason. Actually, more than that. But two we'll focus on right now. DeAndre Hopkins and Dalvin Cook. They're both taking meetings, but no deals for either yet. How about Dalvin Cook telling Adam Schefter this week he could team up with Hopkins? They can go to one team together as a package deal, and it would be, quote, epic for the NFL, end quote. I've got two NFL reporters here with teams who maybe are interested. Courtney, the Bears, Marcel, the Dolphins. Marcel, we'll start with you. What are the chances the Dolphins land the Cook-Hopkins combo deal, and should they go for it?
The combo deal? Slim to none. There's no role for DeAndre Hopkins on this Dolphins team. They've already got Tyreek Hill. They've already got Jalen Waddle. They're both 100-target receivers, 1,300-plus yard receivers. How many targets could possibly go around? So, no, but with $13.5 million in cap space left, there is a shot that they get Dalvin Cook. The only issue, they re-signed Raheem Mostert to a two-year deal. They re-signed Jeff Wilson to a two-year deal and drafted Devon Achane in the third round. It's a stacked running back room right now, and they're more than happy to go into the season as is. So if Dalvin Cook wants to bring his price down, let's say $4 to $6 million, a little hometown discount.
Okay.
Sure.
So, but doesn't seem like you're sensing either of these as imminent for the Miami Dolphins. Courtney, if you could start with the Bears, the team you cover, the combo deal, or even Cook. I mean, far be it from the Bears ever to sign a wide receiver.
Well, they did just get DJ Moore this offseason. Yeah. They were pretty aggressive in making that trade happen. But no, I don't see any way that this happens in Chicago. But where I'm predicting both of them end up is in the AFC. We know that DeAndre Hopkins had visits with the Tennessee Titans, with the New England Patriots. I don't see them on the same team, though, because let's take a look at the Patriots. They're a team that had Ramondre Stevenson, who amassed over 1,400 total yards last year, and they go running back by committee. So what Marcel's point is about no role for DeAndre Hopkins on Miami, there's no role for Dalvin Cook on this New England Patriots team. Separately, I think that Hopkins ends up in New England, and with Cook down in Miami, it upgrades the 25th-ranked run offense from last year. You don't have to just wait for guys to have another year in this system, which we have heard is a pretty complicated scheme for guys to pick up. Miami has to go all in right now to boost their offense. They're already $32 million over the cap in 2024. Now's the time to make that move.
Okay, so you're seeing a path there for Miami and Dalvin Cook. Israel Gutierrez, bring you in here.
Certainly not for DeAndre Hopkins unless he's willing to take a major discount and come down here, because basically the Dolphins are looking for a number three wide receiver, and they're probably looking at a guy like Braxton Berrios more so than any sort of high-end or high-priced wide receiver. But when it comes to Dalvin Cook, I mean, it felt like that was sort of a missing element from this team last year. This Dolphins team is the breakaway running back. Raheem Mostert had some runs that looked like they were about to take off and get sort of tangled by the ankles there. And with Dalvin Cook, it gives you that game breaker. But with those other two running backs on the roster, he doesn't have to play every single down. So he can be a threat and stay fresh throughout the course of the season. That would be huge for the Dolphins, although it's not necessary for them to still have, you know, high octane.
I guess I think of Mostert as a game breaker, right? One of the fastest guys in the league. But the question is, is he going to be healthy all year? And then maybe running back by committee will work for Miami. I'm going to bring Frank Isola in here on the idea of a combo package deal, a happy deal here for both Hopkins and Cook.
Nah. I mean, unless they want to take massive pay cuts, Dalvin Cook in Miami would be good. But if I'm DeAndre Hopkins, I'm sitting back thinking, all right, I'm flattered that you think the two of us would be great together. I'm an independent contractor. I've only played 19 games.
You would think that way, Fred, yes.
It's been a bit dysfunctional, the two places I've been. I need to go to a stable environment and kind of reinvent myself to some degree. I think that's one of the reasons, even though the quarterback situation in New England isn't great, I think for him it's still a good situation.
Corny back in.
Dalvin Cook said on Adam Schefter's podcast that the money will come. He wants to raise a Lombardi trophy. I covered him for five seasons in Minnesota. He played his first fully healthy season last year. He had shoulder surgery this offseason. So the version of Dalvin Cook that the Dolphins could get would be one that could fulfill that three down back role. We know he's a dominant rusher. The home run hitter is what they like to call him. And he can be the check down option for Tua. He can help in pass protection. There's so many ways that he can affect this offense.
You're liking this
that
move.
If you're Miami, you have to go all in to try to make this happen at some point. Doesn't have to be now, but in the future.
All right, Marcel Louis-Jacques, you just heard Courtney Cronin. Miami has to be all in. This is their window right now. Are you buying it? Did she convince you?
Oh, she's absolutely right. Before they have to pay a quarterback, this is your time to make these crazy roster additions. Add the talent first, worry about the fit later, but the money's got to be right. And also, breaking down what he said, it's going to be epic if he and DeAndre Hopkins can team up. Is it any more epic than teaming up with Justin Jefferson, who he just spent three seasons with? I think that's a better name, Will, than anything that he's going to form with
Hopkins. Nice last word.
The Giants should shine. The Giants should bring in Dalvin Cook.
There's Fred, and there's the New Yorker we know, bringing New York into a discussion. All right, that's fine. Frank, the independent contractor of this year program. Cronin, 17. Gutierrez, 9. Louis-Jacques, 27. But the points get tougher in by yourself. And Frank, I stole 11. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
My favorite Miami panelist. There he is.
Around the Horn is presented by Corona. Please drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, coming to you from the Seaport, brought to you by Chase.
NBA now, and I want to get your take on a report from Jake Fisher, Yahoo Sports, that the Portland Trailblazers are considering preparing a package to make a deal with the Miami Heat for Bam Adebayo. This is not sending Lillard to Miami. This is Operation Improve Around Lillard. Even though some think it might be going the other way, let's consider Portland's perspective here. Could they send the number three pick to Miami? Could they bring in Adebayo, keep Lillard happy? Frank, from Portland's perspective, what's the play? Trade number three, build around Lillard, maybe Adebayo, or trade Lillard and rebuild the franchise?
Considering his age and the contract, it's time for Damian Lillard to move on. I get it. Just like Kevin Garnett when he was in Minnesota, had to be convinced. He was a loyal guy. The best thing that happened to Kevin Garnett was getting traded to Boston. The best thing that could happen to Damian Lillard is getting traded. Remember, he doesn't have a no-trade clause, but he's talked about teams like Miami or Brooklyn, and I think the Portland Trailblazers would play ball with him to an extent to trade him to one of those
teams. Well, you're selling this report today, the idea that Portland might be trying to keep him happy
Bam Adebayo in Miami. They were close to winning a championship. Why would they get rid of Bam Adebayo? I'm not doing that. No way.
Marcel?
Yeah, I mean, Dame is like that guy stranded on his roof during a hurricane waiting for a miracle. God is sending you a helicopter. Get out of Portland. You get points for loyalty. You got paid for loyalty. But nobody is asking you to go to the Celtics or Sixers. Go to Miami. You can still win without people looking at you like you just joined the Prime Warriors. He's sending you a helicopter, okay. Dame. I'm begging you, please take
it. So you're selling this idea of Adebayo to Portland to play with Lillard in Portland. Israel, what should Portland's play be here?
Well, this is the play. I mean, when he said on a podcast, hey, Bam's my guy, I'd love to play with Miami, Portland says, fine, we'll just bring him here. Now, the problem is your trading partner is never going to do that. Like, if you send Jimmy Butler and Pat Riley the number three pick, they're just going to throw it right back at you and say, no thanks, we'll keep Bam. So, yeah, this is Portland trying to do right by Lillard, but it feels like a last-ditch effort where he's going to say, oh, none of that worked. All right, let me get out of here.
Hey, Cordy Cronin.
Lillard has been loyal, Tony, but he's also been pretty vocal that he does not want to be part of a rebuild. Think of the players that might be available to them at number three should they stay there. Scoot Henderson is 19 years old. Brandon Miller is 20 years old. Neither of them are ready to contend right now or to help this roster. So I think the best thing you can do for Damian Lillard, help him get out of his own way. Send him to Miami. The cost is going to be pretty significant, more than the Bradley Beal thing, because he doesn't have the no-trade clause. So we can command a lot more in return, give Portland the assets it needs to rebuild. Remember, they've only made it out of the first round of the playoff one time in the last seven seasons. It's time to hit the rebuild button in Portland.
Frank, gut check. Where is Lillard playing game one of next year?
I think it's going to be Miami. I think Tyler Hero would likely be involved. What you love about Miami and Pat Riley, they were close to winning a championship. Right away, they're looking to improve. While everybody else says, oh, let's try to run it back next year. They don't think like that in Miami. I like that.
Marcel?
Yeah, I got to agree. And hopefully I can be in the stands, too, for that game. It's going to be an exciting team. They ran into a buzzsaw in the Denver Nuggets. But being so close to an NBA title, you don't blow that up.
Well, they ran it back last year to this year, so they probably should do something different next year, right? But I do think that Damian Lillard on that team would make them championship probably favorites,
we'll
at least
on.
Final favorites in the Eastern Conference.
Chris Paul, Washington Wizard for now. I think you all believe he's going to be playing somewhere else next year, but told the New York Times how he found out about the trade. He was on a plane, got a text from his son, said he was surprised and that Matt and Isaiah wanted to go in a different direction. That Matt is owner Matt Ishbia. That Isaiah is Isaiah Thomas. A lot of wondering here. Here's the New York Post wrote it today. Chris Paul hinted Isaiah Thomas being Suns shadow GM. Israel, what does that mean? Why would Paul feel that way and buy or sell Isaiah involved in the Suns?
I'm not really sure why he would be surprised. We've had discussions since their season ended about him possibly moving on and ending up with an LA team. I think the Isaiah Thomas stuff, just because of the name and because of the way he sort of executed things in Toronto, maybe in New York, that people don't love him as an executive. But there have been people that have done a lot worse, including the sexual harassment stuff, that have been giving a second chance. So if he's doing it secretly and eventually will be named some sort of GM, okay, it's probably not fair for James Jones. But for everybody to be shocked by it, I'm not really understanding why.
No one should be shocked by it because Isaiah Thomas is on the board of directors of United Wholesale Mortgage, which is Matt Ishbia's company. I caution these Phoenix Suns here, though. You don't want someone, despite his front office track record, which was a disaster, an abject failure with the New York Knicks. You have a lot of important decisions to make this offseason, particularly around DeAndre Ayton. I wouldn't want the guy who signed Jerome James and Jared Jeffries to full mid-level exemption contracts to be the guy in the ear of my owner come decision time.
I'll never live that down.
Frank Isola, your read on this?
Isaiah Thomas also on the board of directors for Sphere Entertainment, which is the company that Jim Dolan owns. So Isaiah knows how to get very close to billionaires. At the NCAA tournament, standing next to, sitting with Matt Ishbia. When Nikola Jokic got into it, Matt Ishbia sitting next to him. He is definitely from, you don't need a title to be advising the owner. And one thing about Chris Paul, usually when you're on a flight, you find out that the flight's going to be delayed. He found out he got traded. What he didn't tell you, he made an additional $15 million by getting traded. So don't feel too bad for Chris Paul.
And Marcel, let me tell you something, rookie. This is the last topic. You already got a lead. You're already going into the showdown. But let's see. Roll the dice. You could go up or down.
Party
of
us.
Taking the driver. We're swinging for 350 here. I'm buying it. It's a petty move of the year candidate by Chris Paul here. But dangerous because this is also smelling like new owner syndrome. His second day of work, Ishbia lobbies for a Kevin Durant trade. He gets Bradley Beal in town now. Mm-hmm. He wants to distance himself from the past regime. And now he's starting to undermine his GM. Look, it's not quite a volcanic explosion of dysfunction, but the magma is bubbling, and I'm keeping an eye on the Suns.
Look at that score, 35, first career appearance. You'll be in showdown with Cordy Cronin, Israel Gutierrez, Frank Isola. Thanks for your time today. All right, we're going to start checking IDs to get into showdown here. Cordy, Marcel, in 2 minutes.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network. Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Around the Horn is presented by Corona. Please drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
The defending rookie of the year on Around the Horn, Cordy Cronin versus Marcel Louis-Jacques in showdown. Good luck. June 20th, and Luis Arraez is back at 400. 5 for 5 again last night. Third time this month he's gone 5 for 5. Miami also streaking. 5 straight wins and wild card 1 right now in the NL. Courtney, are you believing in this Arraez 400 run? And also, could a non-slugging player be the most valuable in the NL?
Tony, remember last year when we would break in every time Aaron Judge was at the plate? Imagine if Luis Arraez is hitting 400 come September. That would be the first time somebody's done that since Ted Williams before World War II. I'm absolutely believing it.
You're believing it. How about you, Marcel?
Hey, and beyond the historic element, he's going to make baseball fun in Miami. You saw the World Baseball Classic. This city wants to love it, but the Marlins haven't deserved it. Hopefully he can keep this up.
Wild card one right now, even though they don't score as many runs as they allow. This is a pretty great trade for Arraez. Who knows? We'll split the point, move on. Diamondbacks 9, Milwaukee 1, another easy Snakes win last night. And here they were up 7 in the 8th inning when Lourdes Gurriel Jr. was doing sandcastle building in the dugout. Marcel, fair or foul?
It's fair. It's 8-1 in a 8-1 game in a 162-game season. If he wants to show off his engineering prowess, I say more power to him.
He did his part. He had a 2-run single in the first inning. And, Tony, you have kids. You know how much fun it is to destroy sandcastles. That's what I want to do here to Marcel Sandcastle on his first
show. Whoa, whoa. Wow, that is pretty good. I'll give you a fire. But we're giving the point in game and FaceTime to the rookie. Congratulations, Marcel Louis-Jacques.
Tucked away off by I-80 in Sacramento, California's Valley Christian Academy. Average enrollment, 115 students a year. I was one of them, class of 2010, graduated with 29 kids. But what it lacks in enrollment, it makes up for in athletic prowess. 100 athletes to the next level, 40 division titles, 13 section titles. Shout out Valley Christian, this one's for you. And as always, great day to be a Lion.
Wow, light the beam. What a great rookie performance. Don't be a stranger.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase.
Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.